Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Damien O'Mara's back. Morning, Damien.
Gavin, good morning again. A brilliant night of football in the Champions League last night to reflect upon as the two teams who had been beaten in last week's quarterfinals overturned their deficit to advance to the semi-finals. Kylian Mbappe scored twice as Paris Saint-Germain beat Barcelona 4-1 to progress 6-4 on aggregate. They'll now face Borussia Dortmund after they overturned a 2-1 deficit from the first leg, winning 4-2 to knock Atletico Madrid out 5-4 over the two legs. The semi-final lineups will be completed tonight with the second legs of the remaining two quarterfinals, both of which are level from last week's games. Bayern Munich host Arsenal, that's level 2-2. Manchester City will face Real Madrid in the second game after playing out a 3-3 draw in Spain last week. City are now chasing back-to-back trebles. They're now the favourites to win each of the Champions League, the FA Cup, and following defeats for both Liverpool and Arsenal last weekend, the English Premier League. Here's their midfielder Bernardo Silva.
It was obviously a very good weekend for us. We're not going to deny that, because personally I wasn't expecting both teams to drop points. And now the situation changed a bit, because we just depend on ourselves. If we do our job properly, we win the Premier League. So, yeah, happy with the results in the weekend. Not going to deny that. 2 weeks ago, when we played Arsenal, everything looked like it was gone. That's why football is so beautiful, because things change so quick. It's not right to start thinking about travels and all these kind of things, because it's not realistic. It's game by game. We have Madrid. Then on the weekend we have another tough game against Chelsea in the FA Cup. Then we have the Premier League. And in 1 week we could lose all three competitions as well. So we need to be really focused game by game to do our job well and to extend this hope for one more week, maybe one more, and then eventually we'll do it again.
That's Bernardo.
It's not realistic to think about a treble. He's good crack, isn't he?
But listen, I kind of like the fact that he at least engaged on the issue rather than just one game at a time.
They won the treble last year. They're in line to win it this year.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, listen. Thank God for the League of Ireland. Elsewhere, three first-half goals saw Southampton beat Preston 3-0 in what was the only game in the English Championship last night. The discussion around the search for Stephen Kenny's replacement as the Republic of Ireland manager rolls on. Fresh from taking charge of the side last month, John O'Shea is in all the papers this morning. He was in Dublin yesterday. He's an ambassador for next month's UEFA Europa League final. As we discussed earlier, he appears not to have been interviewed for the job. He hasn't been offered the job. He's not been told he's not getting the job, nor has he been told who is getting the job, and he could well be in line to extend his tenure as the interim head coach should an appointment not be made in advance of the June friendlies against Hungary and Portugal. Leinster have announced the appointment of the former Munster out-half Tyler Blayendahl as assistant coach from next season. He'll replace Andrew Goodman, who'll join Andy Farrell's Irish coaching team. Blayendahl's currently working with the Super Rugby side Hurricanes. He will be the second Leinster-bound recruit from that club this week, following news of Jordy Barrett's short-term move to Dublin from next December. In racing, hundreds turned out in Carlow yesterday evening to welcome home I Am Maximus, the winner of Saturday's Aintree Grand National for trainer Willie Mullins and jockey Paul Townend. Now, having won a second national, attention for Mullins has quickly turned to winning one of the few honours which has evaded him in his career, the British Champion Trainer's title. So with 10 days left in the season, Mullins currently sits £62,000 clear of Dan Skelton, with Paul Nicholls a further £65,000 back. Remarkably, no Irish trainer has managed to win this title since Vincent O'Brien's back-to-back titles in 1953 and 1954. And speaking last night, Mullins is pretty open on how intent he is on fighting off the battle from the chasing pack.
There's no truth in the rumour they're arranging a ferry strike or anything like that, but we're trying to get a team together to tackle them for the next 2 weeks. And we have a good few entries. We've got to pare them down and see what is good enough. You know, you're trying to target the high-value races. But at this end of the season, a lot of the horses are tired. You've got to try and pick ones that are a little bit fresher, and hopefully they'll put in a good performance for us. We're hopeful. We're in a nice position. We're in front. But, you know, they're racing every day, whereas we're only going to pick our days, go over there and try and get a big prize. If we got one big prize, it might seal it for us. But that's hard to do, you know. I just hope they don't win one of the big prizes, and then it'll be just nitty-gritty stuff right to the end. But fingers crossed we can do it.
That's Willie Mullins last night. When you delve into the stats, it shows Irish trainers' ability to really strike for the big prizes in the UK. So Mullins tops those standings with £2.8 million, won off just 19 winners and 64 placings from just 124 runners. In contrast, Skelton in second place has had 725 runners this season. Nichols in third has had 507. So it shows the ability of Willie Mullins, wow, Gordon Elliott and others to go over for the big races, strike and then get back out as quick as possible.
Is he the Manchester City of horses?
Well, there you go now. There you go. That's a good way of putting it. It was confirmed elsewhere yesterday that Katie Taylor's long rumoured rematch with Amanda Serrano will take place in Texas in July. The fight will co-headline the exhibition bout between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. It will be streamed live on Netflix. Taylor beat Serrano on a controversial split decision in New York almost a year ago. Her five super lightweight titles will be on the line. Rory McIlroy has reaffirmed his commitment to the PGA Tour following reports linking him with an $850 million move to LIV Golf. He said his future is as a member of the PGA Tour. He's also asserted that he has never considered nor been offered a move to the Saudi Breakaway Tour. And in related news, Ronnie O'Sullivan himself has signed an ambassadorial agreement with Saudi Arabia's General Entertainment Authority. It commits snooker's world number one to playing in all official events in the kingdom over the course of the next 3 years.
Snooker in Saudi. Damien O'Mara, thank you.